Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Welcome. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but we are circling the globe. Ah, how exciting is that? Discover what the world has to say. The world is shrinking. We're all in this together. Now get out your pad and your pencil. But first of all, pick up the mirror. Look at yourself and say good morning. Now, did you say good morning, God, or good God, it's morning? Do you need more play in love in your life? Then you have to remove the short lease of fear and mistrust. And you have to step out of your comfort zone. You know, change is difficult, but it's constant. But you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Now listen, I know there are a lot of you out there that are comfortable and you don't want to change. So be it. The world doesn't stop. The world goes on. You woke up this morning. It's July 15th. You're mandated to make a difference not only in your life, but in other people's lives. Yeah, surprise, surprise. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. No guts, no glory. What passion, what dream do you have that's still burning that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life, but perhaps in someone else's life? You know, when I do these shows, I just love it when I get a call or I get an email and someone says, you know, I got an aha. Well, listening to your show, I got an aha. That's all it takes. What are there, 7 billion people on this planet? Now, what are the odds of me even reaching one where I might, by what I said, or by what my true experience that I'm going to share with you, made a difference in their life and they had the aha. The light bulb went on in their head. Are you ready for change? Let change begin. But you've got to step out of that comfort zone. Get rid of the fear and the mistrust. Call in 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And log on simplyageless.net. And KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Now promise me that you'll take a moment and click on all of the buttons. It's been an exciting life. And there's so much. Take time to live our world and life, have so much to give, but you've got to step out of your comfort zone. I am a student of science of mind. And they have a new addition. It's Murphy, the human whisperer. And it's a puppy dog. And Murphy's dogma today, it's called Pause with Perspective. Man, did the lights go off in my brain. A dog-eat-dog world? Question mark. Now, this is Murphy. Well, I was walking to the dog park. A monster dog on a very short leash tried to eat me. I found myself asking two questions. Am I living in a dog-eat-dog world? If so, how can I help this world that works for every dog? How can I make this a world that works for every dog? How can you make this world work for not only you, but for every human being? These are similar to questions humans have been asking. When I reached the park, I was surprised to find the master dog, MD as I call him. Oh, he just arrived, but hey, I'm used to being in my comfort zone and I just couldn't stand it. I watched with fear and trepidation as his leash was removed. Oh, my heart was pounding. I'm a teeny tiny dog. He immediately began running in larger and larger circles. He finally stopped 5 inches from my trembling, well-groomed tiny body. I was more scared than I get in a veterinarian's office. MD, also known as Mad Dog, quickly assumed a universally recognized "I want to play" position. My fear disappeared and we played for close to an hour. When I got home, I sat down and I thought about my whole experience. Now I want to equate the dog on the leash, the dog-eat-dog world, to your comfort zone. I think we dogs are on leashes because our human caretakers are afraid we will harm or be harmed by someone or something. For me, Murphy, a leash represents fear and a lack of trust. Leashes limit access to the free world. Well, don't comfort zones do the same thing? You know, many of we humans wear invisible short leashes of fear and mistrust. Fear makes it impossible for humans and dogs to meet many of their most important needs. What are you afraid of? Let change begin with today's show. Creating a world that works for everyone is going to require humans remove their leashes and assume the universally recognized, "I want to play, I want to participate, I want to be part of this life. I want to leave my comfort zone, but oh, I'm so afraid, I am so afraid." What do you think meditation is all about? Who do you believe in? Come on, share your voice. 347-637-3789. Look at your life right now. Was it designed by your choices? Or you think someone else did it for you? Now, what's the answer? What is the obvious answer? If you're a follower of mine, you already know that you create your life. No one did it to you. No one did it for you. You did it yourself. Don't you know? You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. What are you afraid of? Self-talk. You know what? I must do a whole show on release the past. The past is dead and gone. But, wait a minute, you know what? Here's where the convolution comes in. You know, it's so easy for me to sit here and say to myself, oh, Kathy, release the past. Oh, Jenny, release the past. Oh, Susie, Sam, Michael, Tom, release the past. No, we have to look at what design was our past. And then we have to come to a resolution. How many experiences did you have in your past that today you sit down and say, oh, if I could only do it over again? Well, resolve it. Write it down. Resolve it. And then flush it down the toilet. Let it go. It's not going to happen by just simply saying, ah, I'm going to release my past. No, we have to look at what it did. How did it form us? Who were the people that were putting all of these archaic thoughts into our brain? So, are you looking for something special of your own? Do you find yourself watching your life go by? Watching others achieve and win? Well, what's taking you so long? If it's your past, talk about it. You must come to a resolution. Only then can you live a regret-free life. So you regret a couple of things that you, many things that you, look, we only respond to a situation, an event, at that point in time, and that's determined by our age, our maturity, and our experience. When I think back 40 years ago, what I did then and what I would do now, two different colors, two different pages. It takes time and maturity to grow into being a worthwhile individual that's giving back to life. I knew I had to take charge and let the change begin. I held my breath. I used to have and live in my comfort zone, where I knew I wouldn't fail, even though I was smothered by four walls and busy work was really more like jail. But deep inside, I longed so much to do the things I've never done before. So with strength and faith, I kissed my comfort zone goodbye and closed and locked the door forever. Darlings, you have to have a plan. You just can't sit there listening to me and saying, okay, my past is gone. No, it's not going to work. You have to go back and dig up all the stuff that's been holding you back, that has kept you locked in jail in your comfort zone. You have to do it. No one can do it for you, so you write it down. We're doing a show on. When life overwhelms you, write it out. That's tomorrow from noon to 12:30. You are the creator of your life. Life responds to your like, to your outlook. The dreams you choose to believe in come to be. What you expect to happen happens. If you expect to succeed, you'll succeed. But you have to have a plan. Come on. You just can't sit there on your duff saying, I plan to succeed. What? I plan to drive. Drive where? I plan to drive a car. How do you drive a car? Don't you have to take lessons? Don't you have to learn from someone who's an experienced driver? It's futile to just say, well, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. Great. But now you have to take steps. What is it? What is it that you want? You have to take the steps, one step at a time. And if you can't do it alone, excuse me, partner up with someone that has already achieved. You got to let go of all the anger, the hurt, the disappointments. Don't you think I've had my share? I could write a book. Why do you think I always escape to the Red Hill, the Forbidden Red Hill? I climb barefooted. And I sang, and I danced, and I twirled. And then the time of reckoning came when I have to go home, and Kapitsa, Jesse, Kapitsa, screaming, hollering. They thought I was kidnapped. But it was the Forbidden Red Hill for me. With the kiss of the sun for pardon, and the song of the birds for mirth, one is nearer God's heart on the Forbidden Red Hill than anywhere else on earth. because that's where I found me. I didn't have any role models. Actually, she took me by the hand, Helen Flaherty, my 7th and 8th grade gym teacher, Marsh School, south side of Chicago. She knew I was off to great places. She took me by the hand and said, Kathy, today is your day. Come on, Kathy, your mountain is waiting. So I'm going to take your hand because you're such a little girl. And I'm going to get to the mountaintop with you. So, darlings, what's taking so long? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Little sidebar. Did you know that Live with Kathy, the consortium, is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of it as partners. Would you like to partner with me? I'm offering a 10-week introductory offer. The fee is next to nothing. What I'm offering you, you would pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to a recording studio. But for 10 weeks, now you have to call me at 847-882-8717. And then we talk, we chat, I find out about you, what your dream is. I want to see you on your mountaintop. I don't want your dream just to be a dream, poof, poof, poof. I want you to come to fruition. And then I help you with your commercial. And it's heard 3-4 times a week, 30 to 40 times on Live with Kathy. But here's the good news. Oh, I hope you're sitting down. You're invited to host your own show with me as a co-host. It's a call to action. It is the most inviting invitation to take the lid off your comfort zone and say, hey, world, I've been missing you. Here I come. Now, I have to talk with you because I don't know what your purpose, your business, your service is, your product. And then we're on the air, live. No interruptions, no commercials, no nothing. It's a marketing tool for you. Blog Talk Radio is an incredible marketing tool and a learning curve for those who want to be radio stars. Give me a call, 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure to walk you through it. Manly men, Live with Kathy is brought to you by Titanics, Impact and Ironworkers, Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better world. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Don Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on, impact-net.org. Hey, it's either a job or a career. Get a career with iron workers. Impact and iron workers. Watch, have each other's back. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of trades. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Yeah, you have to qualify. Log on, ironworkers.org. But you have to have, again, that fire in the belly to be a co-creator of art in the form of creative construction. You see, my purpose and mission is to introduce you to the artistry of iron workers. And I love illuminating the character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Log on, ironworkers.org. Remember, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and I married an iron worker. What a journey. Far cry from the Forbidden Red Hill. But when I think back on my journey, oh, it was scary. I was like the little Murphy puppy dog, all by myself, no one to guide me. But I took that big leap into the abyss, the unknown. I was so young, I didn't know that there could be mishaps, tragedy, or accidents. I just saw my star and I went for it. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Yeah, they're the winners of the 2009 National Gold Medal Award. And there's a 50-plus club, the Consortium. It's directed by Rika Cuff. Ah, does a marvelous job. If you're bored and lonely, huh? No. No blame. It's your choice. Call your park districts. Log on heparks.org. Your senior centers, your libraries. And if you have one of these voices that kind of sound like this, then you want to get in touch with Toastmasters International. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Where are you going? You can't go anywhere if you're on that leash, if you that lid is on your comfort zone, and you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're expecting different results. Methinks you've inhaled. Come join us. I'll take your hand. Not someday, right now. And I'll take you there. And we'll reach that mountaintop together. And I'll be walking alongside of you. So what is your dream? Let change begin right now. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. He shall be delighted to work with you on any little issue you may have. Financial, that is. ahtax@ameritech.net.
And I don't care what any of you say out there.
Oh, no, let me do it Chicago way. I don't care what any of yous think. Looks do matter. You want to know why? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, ebook. My secrets, my techniques, move over, Ponce de Leon. All of you doctors out there, I applaud you. But if you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. Get the book. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Learn how. You know, good skin, good health, good everything is inside out. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Log on, Simply Ageless. Get, and then we'll talk more about other books. Hey, did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? They're creating their own home-based businesses. They're exploding. Yes, you're smart enough. No, you don't need a college degree. What you need is a strong belief in yourself. Can you do that? Did I pique your interest? Need money? Want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your very own business. But you have to have a plan. Do you have that plan? You know how to get in touch with me. Live with Kathy. It is my pleasure. Oh, I have to. It isn't a pleasure. It's a need. The PSAs, elder abuse, domestic abuse, emotional and verbal abuse can all be deadly. It's a crime. Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. Hey, the scam and con artists. Oh, they love you. Those of you that are lonely. Don't you know that they're pros at sweet talk? They're going to find you companionship for your lonely. Don't you dare buy into it. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. PSAs have been brought to you by the contributing authors in choices, Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Smith, Kathy Watson in memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. Get the book, nonfiction book, ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and then choices. There are 14 of us that bared our soul, our hearts, to help you traverse the unknown, the abyss, the unknown. Log on authorhouse.com and get the book. Darlings, listen to me. This life is now. It is not a dress rehearsal. Don't you sit there. Get your pad and pen out. Write down, my greatest desire. I want to end with my comfort zone. It's a poem, unknown. I used to have a comfort zone where I knew I wouldn't fail. The same four walls and busy work were really more like jail. I'd longed so much to do the things I'd never done before, but stayed inside my comfort zone and paced the same old floor. I said it didn't matter that I wasn't doing much. I said I didn't care for things like commission checks and such. I claimed to be so busy with the things inside the zone, but deep inside I longed for something special of my own. I couldn't let my life go by just watching others win. I held my breath. I stepped outside and let the change begin. I took that step, and with new strength I'd never felt before, I kissed my comfort zone goodbye, closed and locked the door. And if you're in a comfort zone, afraid to venture out, remember that all winners were at one time filled with doubt. A step or two in words of praise can make your dreams come true. Reach for your future with a smile. Success is there for you. It is. You're off to great places. But I'm telling you right now, you must have a plan. You must be specific. You see, the mind sends the message out, and the world has to be clear on what you are. You clear? Do you, in your mind's eye, can you vision the mountaintop where you stand there and say, look, I went through the abyss? But first you have to find out what your abyss is. You want to bake a cake? Don't you need a recipe? Do you want to build a house? Don't you need blueprints? Do you want to step out of your comfort zone, the shoe is really tight and pinching, then you have to have a recipe. Align yourself with someone who made it and make it a game. Have fun with it. Remember, darling, you're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Au revoir.